The tomato suspension agreement is intended to keep Mexico from flooding the U.S. market with underpriced tomatoes by suspending duties. However, some industry leaders say it's not working and the agreement needs to be terminated so Mexico can be held accountable. Others worry that terminating the agreement and making Mexico pay duties or fines for these tomatoes will lead to that nation sending us less product. The Fresh Produce Association of the Americas, which is an association of businesses that import produce from Mexico, is against terminating the agreement. Its president, Lance Youngmeyer, explains why.
What it would have the practical impact of doing is putting duties of about 20.9% on most Mexican tomatoes coming into the United States. There's a lot of companies that are involved in the import of Mexican tomatoes, and they play a huge role in the U.S. economy just as much as the growers in the Southeast who are growing tomatoes as well.
The Florida Tomato Exchange is the organization that filed the termination request. Executive Vice President Michael Shadler says the agreement simply doesn't work and prevents Mexico from facing any retribution for dumping.
That's always been a problem from our perspective, that these agreements just simply don't work for the fresh produce trade. It's too hard to enforce. It's too hard to monitor, and we just simply believe that they haven't worked.
The tomato suspension agreement was first signed in 1996 and last updated in 2019. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.